stop when they see fair. I'd say, please share my umbrella. Bus stop, bus go, she St. Love Road under my umbrella. All that summer we enjoyed it, wind and rain and shine. That umbrella we employed it, by August she was mine. Every morning I would see her waiting at the stop. Sometimes she'd shop and she would show me what she'd bought. All the people stared as if we were both quite insane. Someday my name and hers are going to be the same. That's the way the whole thing started, silly but it's true. Thinking of the sweet romance beginning in a queue. Came the sun, the ice was melting, no more sheltering now. Nice to think that that umbrella led me to a vow. Every morning I would see her waiting at the stop. Sometimes she'd shop and she would show me what she bought. All the people stared as if we were both quite insane. Someday my name and hers are going to be the same. That's the way the whole thing started, silly but it's true. Thinking of the sweet romance beginning in a queue. Came the sun, the ice was melting, no more sheltering now. Nice to think that that umbrella led me to a vow.
Well, hello, good evening, good time of your day to you, wherever you may be. Still waiting for my guest to call in. I'm not sure whether she's here or not at the moment, but never mind. We've left a message there on Facebook. Graham Goldman and Bus Stop was the piece of music that you just heard ringing us in. Graham was founder member of the Mindbenders back in the 60s, and he wrote that piece of music, and it tells you really that he wrote it about a girl that he used to meet at a bus stop every day. And well, basically what we put the song in for this evening was, you know, a lot of people are having to queue up to do anything now at the moment. And, you know, there's going to be strange occurrences. There's going to be strange meetings. And there may even be people getting married from it, you know, which is kind of weird, isn't it? But it can happen, yeah, as it did with Graham there. There you go. Okay. Right, I'm going to find out. Somebody's called off already. Okay, I'm going to find out if this one is my guest. One of them is. Somebody was just there on and called up, but we'll find out. Okay. Hello?
Hello, it's me. It's Kelly Jo. How are you?
I thought it was. I thought I recognized the number. Yeah, I'm good, thank you. Yeah, yeah. Did you like that piece of music, Kelly?
Oh, it was beautiful. I love it.
It is either because, you know, you might remember several versions of that particular song that got into the States and got into the charts there. One of them was done by the Hollies, and another one was done by a band called Herman Hermit. And Graham wrote for both those bands, of course. He wrote the song. So, you know, it was not surprising that both bands would end up singing it. So there you go. Okay, right. We have, believe it or not, only three people in the fourth year, which is kind of embarrassing, but never mind. Never mind. I'm sure more will call as the show goes on. Kelly Jo with me this evening, then, ladies and gents. So, we're going to get on with it.
Sure.
Okay. Right. On line one, then, we have Catherine.
Hello.
Hi, Catherine. What's your question? And where are you from?
Yes, I am from California Bay Area.
And what is your question?
And I would like an other side connection, not for anyone in particular.
Okay.
Unless you'd like a name, anyone that pops in.
You have an aunt that is with you on your mother's side, and I get a giant letter M around this person. So there's like a giant M. I don't hear a name, but I hear the letter M around this person. This person is blonde hair, tall, thin. She always had nice nails, and she always wore her hair in a bob.
Yeah, the M is my mom's name, but yeah, the aunt, I know who that aunt is. Yeah.
Okay. Well, your mom is with her.
Yeah,
and
they're always together.
they're like the Bobbsey twins.
Yes, absolutely.
And they were like more like sisters.
Absolutely.
I'm sorry, I need to get a drink of water. Pardon me.
Sure.
And you have your grandfather on your dad's side is over there.
Uh-huh.
And did he have who is it that had the real bushy mustache? And somebody had lung issues because they're making me cough. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, don't make me feel it. Stop.
Yeah,
stop.
Right.
Thank you very much. Sometimes they do that to me. I apologize.
Yeah.
But they're telling me that they breathe easy now. So who is it that passed on from lung issues?
My mother.
Okay. Well, that's your acknowledgement that she's coming through. So, but she's fine now. She picked the age of 38 to show up as. She liked that age. And then she's showing me a brooch.
Yeah. Got it.
She's showing me they called it a brooch.
Uh-huh.
And a brooch is a pin that you pin on your clothes. So who has that brooch?
She wore them all the time, but I don't know where they
went.
She's
just talking about a brooch. I can't help what they talk about.
Yeah, exactly.
And then who was the piano player? Because I'm hearing a piano player.
I don't know. Not my mom or aunt.
Well, it could be generations back, but I'm seeing...
It could
I
bet.
I'm hearing a piano player. You know, like an upright piano. It wasn't a grand piano. It was just an upright. So they either played piano for the church. There's a connection here with somebody that played piano. So I'm getting that from your dead people. All your dead people are coming up. You also had, who was in the military? Because there's a military person here.
That's Grandpa.
Okay, well, he's saluting.
Yeah.
Was he in the Army?
I think the Navy.
Navy, okay. That's the blue uniform. But then there's also somebody that was in the Army because there's a green uniform over here. But that's on the other side of the family.
Right.
So I'm seeing you had quite a lot of military people in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then you also had who was in World War One.
Yeah, that was.
There's a man here from World War One.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know who this is, but that's what they're showing me.
Yeah.
He had dark hair and brown eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, all your dead people are showing up. They'll talk till the cows come home. Also, you have a chance to move in this life now in a year. You don't have to, but there's a chance to move. And you also are going to change how you do your career. So that's coming up for you.
Yeah.
And that's within 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
So that's happening for you. And then you also are going to change your hair. They're showing me a new hairdo for you. And then you're going to...
If it ever reopens, if we can.
Right, I know, but I see you doing something yourself, you know.
Yeah.
You're
going to
experiment. You're pretty good at... You can do your own hair. You put it in clips and you do it. That's what they're showing me. So I would never try it myself. I would end up with scalp. But you're doing pretty good. They're saying, ace on that, you know. They're also showing me that you're going to get some paint and paint a wall and do an accent wall in your home. They're showing me that. And you have the paint in your somewhere. You have a can of paint that you can do that with. And you have just enough to cover it, they're saying. What else you want to know? I'm just bopping around. Oh, you have a cat, an orange kitty, like a striped kitty, like Morris the kitty over in the, that's passed on.
Mm-hmm, cute.
So there's your pets, too, over there. Okay, I'm sorry. what else you want to know?
About new relationships coming in?
Are you dating a fella with lighter hair right now, and he's medium build? All right. Well, you're going to meet a fella with light hair, medium build. He has like square man hands, and he's very neat and meticulous, but not in a bad way. And looks like you'll probably meet him in April of 2021. And I see you guys meeting up in socially distanced, you know, proper way. Like 6 feet apart outside.
Walking
outside and having a cup of coffee.
Right.
Or tea.
A
so that's what I'm getting. And it's like he feels like he's a setup from a friend of a friend of a friend. It's like, I know this guy. So don't say no.
What else? True. I'll be open. I guess sooner issues about getting my unemployment worked out soon. I hope that they'll get renewed.
Yes, it looks like they'll probably fix it within the next 1 or 2 weeks.
Okay.
But there's something wrong with the website. They're working on the website. They're saying downed website. I don't know. I'm just telling you what I'm getting.
Yeah.
2 minutes.
I don't know. I guess, do they have any other messages for me?
Well, you're on the right pathway.
You've
done your work. Your mom's proud of you. And your mom sits on the end of your bed sometimes.
Right.
So that's what you're feeling at night. It isn't anything
I smell,
bad.
I smell things, so I would like to...
you smell her perfume.
Increase that.
You smell her perfume.
Yeah. And my grandma, it's cookies. I smell when she makes cookies.
Well, that's how you pick up your sensory.
Yes.
Yeah. That's how you pick up your sensory picker-upper.
Yeah.
That's
sure.
how you do it. So the little lady's getting ready to count down. I think she just beeped, I think.
We're on for a minute. Yes, 1 minute.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much for reading.
You're welcome.
All right. Have a great weekend.
You too. Happy New Year.
Thank you, Catherine. You know, the actual countdown there comes from the studio, obviously, and you don't normally hear that until the end of a show. Or as she's counting in the minutes, the 15 minutes before the show starts. So we thought we'd record it and then use it for our timer, and it worked. So, you know.
It works very well.
It does, doesn't it? Because, you know, if you can record something and edit it and piece it all together, you know, it works at our 3 minute timer, and it's the same voice. She's everywhere, that woman. She gets paid very well for what she does. Catnab, everything in the UK, everything in the most places in America as well, I believe. She's on every phone service. Okay. Right then, let's see where we're going. Veronica.
Hi, Ken. Thank you for having the show. Please support the show. We don't want to miss the show. It's very important. Hi, man. Nice to meet you. USA, America. For some talking to you.
And what part
Arizona.
Of the country? Okay, Arizona. And what's your question, hon?
Yeah, that's a question. I guess because I've been through so much, and of course being a big fan of Ken's show here. And again, you know, because of COVID-19, I'm not asking for it or looking. It just potentially pops up. And I'm just trying to get an understanding because I know I was interested in someone before, but I broke. I said, now forget it. I don't want to deal with that person like me, but I don't want to deal with somebody who has 5 kids. So I didn't pay attention, but I asked the question. Anyway, so this person here is single, no kids, conservative. What are you seeing that?
I'm sorry, what, honey?
It's a relationship question. There's a person that I met, and I am interested. I am interested in him because he's single. There's no kids. Okay, of course, kids are lovable, but I don't want to take somebody else's kids if it's not mine, unless I adopt. But the question is, it starts with the letter I. We had a lot of great conversations, very, very deep in culture, very intriguing. What do you see in that? Seeing as that
well,
a friendship?
Well, given it, don't negate it because it isn't what you think it should be because you're negating a lot of nice people. This person is a nice person.
Okay,
and,
okay, he's a nice person.
And you meet him in a nice... You love his candor. You love the way he talks. And I think so that you can get to know each other. That's why it's called dating. You know, and I guys meeting in a way to get to know each other. So don't negate anything because you might have a nice surprise.
Cool. Well, can you tell me a surprise, please?
Will he what?
Can you tell me a surprise?
I said be open so that you don't negate anything.
Okay. But do you see him having interest in me? Does he really
you
have
guys
interest
are
in me?
Talking.
Yes.
He wouldn't talk to you if he wasn't interested, hon.
Okay, that is very true. And I'm sorry, I'm you know, human. I'm sorry. You got
if
him
they
do,
if they don't talk to you, they ain't that much into you. But he calls you, you're getting to know each other, and I see you guys going in a safe distance and meeting up and having, like, you know, coffee's always the safe thing, you know? And I see walking and talking, walking and talking, walking and talking in a safe distance.
Oh, wow.
And I also see,
you...
I see phone, you know? You guys are going to talk on the telephone.
Does this guy have glasses?
He sometimes wears glasses, yes.
And you're looking at him. I he's just very different. So do you see us like walking like in a lake area or having some type of picnic?
I don't know. I just see you walking and talking, walking and talking. I'm seeing you guys being engaged. You know, walking, you know, and having great discussions from soup to nuts.
Oh, my gosh. So he does like to talk. He talks a lot.
Well, and you
right,
talk.
Ma'am.
You talk, too.
That's true. I can talk a lot. If someone wants to talk a lot, I'll talk a lot. Ma'am, you got it. What else do you see? This is interesting. Kind of good.
Well, I just see that you guys... You haven't gotten that excited over anybody in a very long time, so, you know, and you both are excited to get to know each other, you know. Eventually,
you know,
I see you guys sitting outside in a good social distance and maybe having a sandwich and talking, you know, like, you know, in a good social distance, you know, but I see everything outside, you know, because of COVID.
Yes. Okay. And so, because right now he's been in a bad mood. I don't know what he's going through. That's why I wanted to make sure if he was still interested in me.
Well, don't be needy and glommy. You know, just calm down.
Do you still see him being there where he's at? He's doing two jobs right now.
He works hard, yes.
Okay. Now, ma'am, real quickly, does he understand what I told him? Like, I apologize to him. It wasn't...
Well, you did hurt his feelings.
Well, I didn't mean to. I never had this in my life. I have to... he is correcting me and everything. Because I know. I'm in charge over... And I have to be next to him. He's showing me. And I never had that. You know, the culture. I'm like, oh, wow. Oh, my gosh. But anyway. But I apologize to him. Does he understand? Does he feel better now?
He accepted your apology.
Oh, thank goodness. Man, hallelujah. Okay, I feel relieved. I'm glad I talked to you, man. Because you got everything right. Can I ask you, do you see him like he picks me up on a date? Like we go actually to a movie, maybe a movie or maybe.
Well, right
I don't
now, because of COVID, you don't do that.
That's true. It's
three
closed right now.
Minutes.
But that's true. Our theater's closed. But in the future, like maybe
well,
they're
I
known.
Well, I see you guys going right now, where it's going to be a long time before you can do that. I see you guys
That's
going
true.
Outside in the afternoons, you know, and
oh.
just outside.
Miss, real quick, I think he was following me, not because bad thing, but really just curious. I'm not sure if he, like, I saw him follow me two times. Did he aim where I live?
I don't.
Are you able to see that?
I don't know if that was him. I don't know.
Okay. Can you see? Could you try to see if he like comes to my front of my door? Are you able to see that front of my door, front yard? Are you able to see that? I mean, I'm being rude. Because it was him.
I don't know. Have you had a date?
Well, we work together 3 times a week, and that's how I know him.
Well, I see dating. That's what I'm seeing.
Well, that's nice. But do you see him? Do you see him near my home? Because I saw him follow me.
I don't know. I don't get that.
Okay. Well, sorry. I don't think he's a stalker. I don't think so either. He just, because it was raining and it was foggy and he followed me. I know it was his vehicle.
You know. But
it was very.
You know, I see you guys dating.
Well, that's good news. Hopefully, it's been a long time for me. I went through so much. Ken knows. Well, ma'am, thank you, ma'am, for doing the show. Thank you for letting me talk to you.
You're welcome.
Knowledge. You're so right on. Thank you, Ken.
Have a good day.
Happy New Year.
Thank
God bless the show. Thank you.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Sonica. Okay. All right. Our call queue is a bit low this evening. So what I think we're going to do at this stage is take a little breather. Because if we don't take some music, we're going to run out of airspace very quickly. And, you know, it's like I'm looking at 3 people left in the call queue at the moment, and we really need more in order to go 2 hours, otherwise we're going to be finishing very shortly. And not that I mind, and I'm sure Kelly doesn't, because it really doesn't matter how many lovely readings we get to, but we have set the show for 2 hours. And, you know, it's like we'd really like to go that long, but really depends on you calling. Okay. Before we go to the piece of music, I have a little thing that I want to do. And it's just basically we've made these short little adverts before, and they don't seem to work very well. And we've made this one for this year in the hope and interest that people will follow it. Now, on tonight's show page, most of the links that you see at the top of the page will actually open PayPal. Yeah? So once you've paid at PayPal, they will redirect you back either to Blog Talk or to Facebook, one or the other. Either one, you will still be able to get back to the show. So do use the PayPal buttons, use the link, and consider paying your support fee. Here's a little advert that we made.
There's a small fee per show of $3.50 or whatever you can afford. This supports your upcoming shows. Please click the PayPal button upon any show page if you want a reading on today's show. Thank you for your support.
Well, there you go. Right then, so we'll find a little piece of music for you. See what we've got. And the piece of music that we had there to bring in, we're going to keep that one in there because people tend to like that one. I do like that one, and the words are nice, aren't they? Right, let's have a look what we've got. Who remembers Stephen? Who remembers Stephen Thornton? Hey? Should we have Stephen see some? Yeah, why not? He doesn't want to play. Ah, oh, I wonder why. I believe it's Linda Ronstadt, is it, or something like that, doing that particular version of Tumbling Dice there. I hope I'm right. I always get it wrong, you know, I don't know why, but I seem to get it wrong when I say that. So, anyway, it was originally sung by the Rolling Stones, wasn't it? Yeah, and you know, I think whoever wrote the song, I haven't got a clue. We'll put some more music in just now for you, as we go deeper into the show. We're hoping to at least do 1 hour, if not two. Okay, there's a knock-on effect of what's going on in the States. It's not just COVID. People are very worried about what's gone on in the capital. People are very worried about the state of things at the moment, and I think they're probably doing as they're told, keeping their heads down, staying indoors, which is what's normal here in the UK at the moment, but also probably keeping an eye on the TV, the radio, and the media as to what's going on there, because it's going to be ongoing, and it's going to go on for a long time after the 20th, to be quite honest, you know, because it doesn't need to, just that there's a thing that's sprung up seemingly out of nowhere, the same as the COVID did, yeah? And these things will continue to happen throughout this year. Unfortunately, things will continue to spring up out of nowhere. Yeah. Some of them will be good, and others will be not so good. And that's just one of them. Yeah. The COVID is not so good. The thing that's going on around the presidency is not so good. But there are some good things to come, and we need to be concentrating on those things. So we're going to bring Kelly back online. We have Stacey and Nancy, and it's looking at the moment that we might finish early, but we'll see. And we'll certainly be trying to put some more tracks of music in just now to see if we can't at least get an hour out of you. Okay. Right then. Stacey.
Hello, Stacey.
Hello. Hi.
Where are you from and what's your question?
I'm from Florida. And my question is, well, what do you, it's a bunch, or whatever you pick up. It's, I got a lot going on.
Well, what you're doing right now is you're keeping what works for you and throwing out what doesn't. Basically, you're clearing the decks.
Mm-hmm.
And it isn't a punishment, you know. And you're sort of struggling right now, but you're going to get on solid foundation, looks like, by, I'm not saying it'll take this long, but by June you'll be on solid foundation. You know, so
this
you'll
seems
have
like a far away from here.
Well, what I mean is you're going to slowly but surely make progress, and by June you'll be sitting pretty. Am I making
okay.
sense?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then are you looking for work?
Yeah.
You know, because I see the fourth application that you put out, you'll get a hit on that. And they'll do like a virtual reality interview. You know, they'll do like two phones and then,
mm-hmm.
you know, like Zoom or something like that. And it looks like you'd be like, you'd work with a whole bunch of papers, but you also are like an administrative job. Does that make sense?
I don't know about administrative, but that does make sense.
Well, you're like the
oh yes,
your
it
head.
Does, it does. It does make.
You're like the head person that handles stuff. You know. But you're going to be putting in a whole bunch of data into the computer. That's what I'm seeing. And are you thinking of moving? Because there's a move for you.
I'm here packing, putting away. I put the intention out there.
Well, I see you moving like February, mid-February.
Oh, no, not that early.
Well, there's a chance because it's job-related. So if you get a good job, you will be moving. And you'll be close to work.
February?
Yes. Because it's job related. Because you don't want to have a whole big drive time to get to your new work. Because it looks like it's pretty far away, so you'll have to move closer. That's not necessarily a bad thing. You need a change anyway.
I know. But my timeline, that's like, oh.
Well, your timeline and what other timeline is two separate things, I guess.
That's true.
What else you want to know?
The finances.
Well, you're going to make it, but you're going to have to do beans and weenies. It's going to be real tight until you get your job.
And what do you see with relationships?
You don't really have any right now. It's sort of nil to none. But you're a type of person that needs to get on their feet before they want to be dating or anything, because you don't want to be, you know, feeling horrible. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's like...
And where do you see me moving to? Still in state? Out of state?
Well, it's like a couple hours away, more north of where you are.
Oh.
But it's because of a good job offer. But, and what you're trying to do is you're trying to, after you get established again, you're going to try to save money to get a house, but it'll take you 4 years.
I have a house already.
Okay. But you're going to get a different one. But I see you waiting to get it because you want to make sure the job works out. So you'll probably rent this out and get an apartment close to where you're working. And then if it works out, you get another home. Because you have to make sure it's solid first. That's what I'm seeing.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like brick houses? Because I'm seeing a brick house.
Yeah, I like those brick houses in Georgia. Mm-hmm.
The next house you get will be brick. You know, the old red brick.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be a 3-2. So it's a 3-bedroom, 2-bath. One's a master bath, the other one's like a Jack and Jill in the hallway. And it's like a ranchy style house. But you do have a stoop in the back, and then you got like a porch just in the front. So that's nice. You can sit out there with hanging baskets.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But it's a nice house, and it also has a fireplace. It has a really nice kitchen.
That's a must.
You know, but I also see a lot of brick on the inside, too. In the kitchen, there's brick there, too. So it's all redone. It has good bones, and it has built-in shelving and stuff. Very nice. So I guess a carpenter lived there at one time. You got wood floors. It's raised up. It don't have a basement, but it's raised
3 minutes.
So that's a nice, new, better house. And you also have room for a flower garden and a regular food garden. And I'm seeing you doing really, really nice bell peppers and tomatoes.
Mm.
Bumper crop of tomatoes.
Mm.
What else you want to know?
No.
That's quite a bit.
Yeah, that is quite a bit. What about school?
You're going to do it, not going into hawk. You're going to do it as you can pay for it. And you're going to end up having a, you're trying to get a bachelor's?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I see you getting your bachelor's and your master's. And that'll help you elevate your career.
2 minutes.
So you'll do both. And then you're going to do a school that gives you life experience credits.
Oh, okay.
So that's what I see you doing. But you'll pay as you go and you won't go into hawk.
Oh, yeah.
But I do see you graduating with honors. You're smarter than you act. You got to believe in yourself. You're very smart.
Always play fool to be a wise person, dear. My grandma taught me that.
You know,
always
but
play
you're,
fool to be wise.
Well, there you go, but you're real smart. You can, you're going to whiz-bang that.
Yeah.
And you'll graduate top honors.
1.
Okay.
So I hope that I helped you.
Yes, you did. Thank you very much. And
all
have
right.
a good new year.
Happy
you
new year,
and
yeah.
Thank you. Uh-huh. Thank you.
Thank you, Stacey. And happy
mm-hmm.
new year to you. What a good way into the new year now. We said a couple of nights ago that we're going to stop saying it shortly because we're like 10 days in now already. You know, it's
yeah.
like... And as we go into next week, you know, after the first 3 to 4 days, that's it. It's like a fortnight in already. You know, it's like, okay. And I do feel that the year will seemingly go very quickly for some people, and it may drag for others, but... it really depends on your take on it and what you do with it this year. Yeah.
I agree.
Because, you know, time runs at the same pace, you know, regardless. And it's constantly moving. And there's nothing we can do to change that, you know. So when we feel that time is rushing by, it's really not, you know. And when we feel that it's dragging, it's not, you know.
Time
waits
for no man.
Time and tired, the wife said. Time and tired waits for no man, which is very true. Because, you know, it's just a measurement on a clock. And in spirit, they don't even bother to measure it. There you go. Yeah. They give up measuring it about 2,000 years ago when Jesus went back to heaven. You know. So there you go. Okay. Right. Nancy.
Hello, Ken. Hello, Kelly Jo.
Hello.
Good to talk to you. And I'm calling from Oregon.
And what is your question?
Yeah, I was wondering if you can get make another side connection, preferably my husband or my dog or anybody that wants to.
Okay, we'll see who pops in. Well, your husband has been around you lately, and he's pushing you forward. He doesn't want you to stay stuck. He wants you to move forward. And he also says that... he's proud of you, and he says he knew that you could do it. So what did you just accomplish? He's acknowledging an accomplishment.
Oh, yeah. A whole life change. Absolutely.
And he goes, you go. You go. He's like written you on. He's like your major cheerleader. He always was. He is in depth, too. He's like cheering you on. And he says, are you thinking of, he goes, you're going to have new digs. So are you thinking of moving?
Yeah, eventually I am, and that was another question I had.
Because you are going to be moving new digs, he calls it. I don't call it that, but that's his words. And it looks like you'll probably do that in a year and a half. And it's more northwest of where you are, and it's by... Are you thinking of going to a whole different state?
My mind is open. I have no idea. You know, I'm open to anything.
Yeah, because it looks like you're going to go to a whole different state. There's still four seasons, but it's a whole different state.
Oh.
And it is, which way is it? Northeast? Northeast of where you are, and it's over the line of where you are. So what is over the line northeast of where you are? I'm geographically challenged.
I'm trying to think. Idaho, Colorado, Nevada.
Well, you'll have to look at a map. I'm sorry, but that's what they're telling me. And you will have mountains where you are moving to next. You will have gentle mountains.
Mm-hmm.
They aren't like pitchy like Wyoming and Montana, you know. And it's moderately cold. It's not like horrible, horrible. That's what they're telling me. But you will have to layer when you go out and walk. And you're going to have pets. You're going to have dogs. Going to have two dogs. But I see you getting them from the pound because they're both mutts.
Uh-huh.
One's a fixed female and one's a male. And it's like you name them like a play on Dick and Jane or, you know, something like that, you know. And I see you doing that. And the one dog looks like more like a wolfhound. And that's the male dog.
Uh-huh.
But he's just as sweet. He's like 70 pounds, and he's just as sweet as you want to know. And he just, like, gets along good with the other dog. And I don't think the other dog sees well, so the wolfhound is the seeing eye dog for the other dog.
Oh, interesting.
So I think that's pretty cool. What else you want to know?
Yeah.
Oh,
you
have a kitty. Did you have a white cat at one point in time?
No, not a white cat.
Cream? Because there's a creamy or white cat over here that's passed
really?
On. I don't know who that belongs to, but I can't help with the dead animals show up.
Okay.
And then you also have a black dog over here, too.
Yeah, that's the dog that passed last August. Not last August, the year before August, yeah.
Yeah, and that dog lays at the bottom of your bed sometimes.
Oh, yeah. He's visited
you know,
me.
And then you hear him drinking. He was a sloppy drinker.
Oh, yes.
He made horrible noises when he drank. But I can hear blip, 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 blip.
He was unique, for sure.
Yeah, you know it's him. You can't mistake that. And then you hear his toenails clipping up and down on the hallway. I hear that, too. So he comes in and out. So when you get the other dogs, he'll come visit you again, too. But he visits you at night. And then your husband is acknowledging that you still have a shirt of his.
Yes, I wear it at night, yes.
Well, he's letting you know that he knows that you do that.
Uh-huh.
And you're hating that the scent of him is going away because you washed it too much.
Yeah.
Well, he says...
I know what
you know. Yeah, that's what he's saying. But he says, you still smell my cologne, so what are you worrying about? And he likes to come in the bathroom with you and you smell his cologne. That happens a lot in the bathroom.
Okay. I'll look at it. I do have that smell of vision, I call it.
Yeah, really. Me too. I can smell. Mm-hmm. And it was such a clean, nice, crispy cologne. It was like an older cologne. They don't make it anymore, I don't think. But
it
smelled good with his. You know how it mixes with their scent and then the cologne? It's like an original scent just for that person because it mixes with them.
Absolutely.
Yep. Let's see what else. Go ahead. You can ask questions. Sorry about that.
Okay. Yeah, you mentioned a year and a half, and my lease runs out here in this April. Am I going to remain here until a year and a half, you think, in the same place?
I think so, because you still have to save your money and get, you know, moving money and down payment and all that.
Okay. Fair enough.
3 minutes.
Yeah. Okay, and my other question, well, I had a couple courses. I'm going to start taking some courses. Do you see them being something I can use in the future?
You're going to get a certificate. Yes, you're going to do that and take the one now. And what is it, a 6 weeks or six? There's like a 6 weeks course that you're going to take, and you'll pass that flying colors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then you get certified. So that's in your repertoire that you can add to so that you can get better job opportunities.
Okay.
And then there'll be another one that is a 6 month one that's a better one. So I see you doing 6 weeks and then 6 months.
Two.
Do you have any idea what category they're in, or hone them down? You don't. Okay.
But you're going to be scrolling through it and go, "Oh, I'm going to take this," and that'll add too.
All right.
You'll get like a booklet in the mail of different classes, and you'll go, "Oh, okay."
Okay.
Because I see you scrolling through it, and you're like, that's the one.
Okay, got it.
And you'll have a choice of four things to choose from. Go ahead. Now what?
Oh, I didn't want to interrupt you, but I just was curious about traveling in the future. Do you see me taking any trips
when it's safe to go? I see you traveling in the United States.
1 minute.
Okay. Okay.
Because I see you doing car trips.
I see.
And then later on, 2 years, 3 years from now, you do the European trip again.
Okay. So it's a ways off. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. And you do Italy and France.
Yeah, I can see that. Okay. Sounds
and it'll
good.
Be like the Tuscany show. You know, what is it, something Tuscany? I don't remember the name of that movie, doggone it.
Yeah,
something.
I know which one you're called. With
yeah,
Tuscany.
The lady that buys the old thing.
Yeah,
that one. Yep, sorry. Mm-hmm. I went blank on you. I apologize.
No, I know which one you're talking about.
Yeah
and just real quick. Can I ask, do you see any companions later on?
Later on down the road, yes.
Down the road, okay.
Yep, and the man's name's going to be Marty.
Marty, okay.
Well, that's a nickname. His name's Martin, but his name is Marty.
Okay.
Yep, and he's just a pleasant, sweet gentleman.
Wonderful.
So that's what I see.
Okay.
And it looks
wonderful.
Like, after COVID goes away, that's when you're going to meet him. And I see you meeting him in October, November of, you know, sort of the end of, you know, a couple years from now.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
When the leaves are falling. Because they're Nat King Cole singing, "Falling Leaves, Drip by My Window." There's your song. There you go.
Okay. Well, I have to go now because it's past the time. So,
all right.
It was a pleasure to talk to you. Thank
you.
You
too. All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Nancy.
Thanks.
Right. We're going to take another break there, ladies. Because what's happened, believe it or believe it not, is that we've come to the end of our call. We're in the first hour. If you are out there and you are listening into the show this evening and you do want a reading with Kelly Jo, then you need to be ringing in now. We're going to take a break, play some music. Hopefully somebody will ring in during the music. If they don't, then we'll play another one and another one and another one. Because I'm sure Kelly doesn't mind listening to music. I don't. And we've got to do something to keep the time going. So here we go with the first one. See what we've got for you. All right. Okay. Now, we've kept five particular songs in for this month. We will change them next month. Unfortunately, you're stuck with what you've got.
I think I'm crazy, the way I've been craving. If I put it quite plainly, just give me some baby. So what you doing tonight? Better stay doing you right. Watching movies, but we ain't seen a thing tonight. I don't wanna keep you up, but show me, can you keep it up? 'Cause then I'll have to keep you up. So maybe I'ma keep you up.
Okay, well, why don't you see what we'll do? We'll play that piece of music. We will play another one if we need to. I'm going to go over to... I just need to do this. Otherwise, we won't be able to do it. So, just let me see about opening another tab here for you. And we'll get the show page up. And we'll do a rundown of what's coming up in the week. We don't normally do this, but, you know, filling time. How do you fill time when you've got no script? You know, we're not scripted. Some people think we are. Yeah. And, okay. On if you go to the Psychic Choice Radio 1 on Blog Talk Radio, you'll see all our shows there. And on upcoming broadcasts, you'll see this show is currently on air. And it says on air, which is not surprising because that's what we are. We're on air. And so if you hit the number 2 button there, it will show you what the next show is. And so on and so forth. So the next show coming up on Monday evening, would you believe? because it says here that the next show coming up is Tuesday, which is not. The next show after this one will be with Nikki on Monday. And it's not listed for some strange reason. And I can assure you we have made the show. And it's not in the upcomings for some reason. So I don't know what's happened there. But, okay. If you hit the number 2 button, instead of going to Monday, it goes to Tuesday. On Tuesday, we have Thomas Janak joining me once again. And then forwarding to the 3rd. Okay. Following that then, on Wednesday, we have Julia Miller. And then on Saturday next, we have pleasure of having Eileen Powers with me there on Saturday. And that's, I think that's Saturday the 16th, if I'm not mistaken, is it? Could be. Could be. It could be Saturday the 16th, which is like, yeah. So that's coming up for you. Unfortunately, Mickey's page is not showing there. But we'll sort that out. We'll find out what's happening there and why that's not showing for some reason. Right, now that I've done a rundown for you of who's coming up in the week, and still nobody has joined the studio. So but there you have a rundown of who's coming up in the week. And what we'll sort of try to do is we're going to try and keep those links available for you. Basically, at the top of the page on tonight's show is a link to Blog Talk Radio, would you believe? Once you click that particular link, it goes off to PayPal and then redirects back here after you've paid, as does the Facebook one underneath. The PayPal buttons there, if you want to shoot straight to the PayPal buttons to pay, then you can do that also. But those two links there at the top of the page is the Blog Talk Radio one for this show, this particular show being called Psychic Choice Radio 1. The Spiritual Concept Show is the name of the show, by the way. Psychic Choice Radio 1 is the name of on-air station that we broadcast. Yeah? The show name is the Spiritual Concept Show. So if ever you're looking up Psychic Choice Radio 1 and you're kind of wondering why is you can't find the show, it's called the Spiritual Concept Show. So once you found Psychic Choice Radio 1, there should be no excuse. Right then. There is also an opportunity for people to make a subscription, and we have 4 people at the moment, I think, that actually do that, that have paid forward. And by paying forward, you save yourself, because it costs $50. We've rounded it off to $50 for the whole 12 months. And that's a saving. So it works out to £37.80 if you're in the UK. You're saving over $30 for a whole entire year, because we do ask for a small fee of $3.50 per show. And the idea of $3.50 is a starting fee. Now, you can pay less or you can pay more as you can afford. You know, we're not twisting your arm up your back to pay the $3.50. It's just a suggestion fee. Yeah. And it keeps the shows going. So by rounding it off to $50 for you for the whole year, that's a tremendous saving of over $30 for a whole year. Right then, at this point, we will take another piece of music. I'm sure Kelly's enjoying it, because, you know, she's got nothing to do there at the minute. And it gives Kelly chance to recoup, so to speak, and connect to the spirit world, because there's a lot of spirit there around Kelly at the moment, I'm sure, all waiting and hoping that you will call in. And even the ones that are out there listening at the moment, you know, your loved ones want you to call in because they're waiting for you, yeah? And they're hoping that you will call and get the fingers dialing, you know? So, you know, they're here, and all it needs now is for you to use that call-in number, 646-668-8735. So we'll have another piece of music and see what happens next. Okay. You really don't want to know that, do you? While that piece of music was playing, we were talking about having a shave. I desperately, you know, if this was live video instead of live radio, ladies and gents, you'd see me in a state at the moment. My hair's in a mess. I've got 3 days growth, and you know, it's like, And I'm wearing old baggy jeans that are falling apart. But there you go. Nobody can see us. Radio, the wonder of radio. You know, it's coming back this year, you know. Radio is going to fall back into its own because people are realizing that communication comes in all shapes and forms. And, you know, and looking at the media and realizing that we need to communicate. And, you know, looking at ways to do that, it's like people are getting very, for want of a better word, claustrophobic, I think, maybe. They don't want to show their face on video. Some do, some don't. But it's like, it's going to be that way now. With this COVID thing, is that, you know, they just want to be able to speak to somebody. And very often just hearing words from your loved ones that have passed over, it can be very comforting indeed, you know. And then there are people that call in that want a psychic. They don't want a medium. Now, not all psychics are mediums, and not all mediums are psychics. And it's been said many a time, you know. There are ones that can do both. And I always remember somebody telling me that a psychic can go into the spirit world for short spaces of time, whereas a spiritualist medium can go there at any time of their choosing, depending on the spirit around them. And it very much depends upon the spirit around them. If there's no spirits around them, then they're stuck. They can call out, but they might not always get an answer. And, you know, it can be like that. And it can go like that for days, sometimes years. And they can be what's known as off period, where you don't get anything at all. And that's just because spirit's not being ignorant. It's just that, oh, well, you know, they've got things to do as well, and they might not want to work with a particular person. They will get another person, and they'll want to work with that person for some reason, because it's like a spiritual vibration, because we're all spirit, and we all have a way of connecting to spirit. And sometimes we need to shut down. Sometimes we need to come out of things to be able to live our own lives. Because, you know, a lot of people think that psychics and mediums don't have a life of their own. You know, that we're there for you 24/7. And, you know, we never shut off. We have to. Because we've got our own lives to deal with. And the reason that we started Psychic Choice Radio 1 around about 10 to 11 years ago now was the first studio that we started. We did have two studios at one time, but this is the first studio that we started with. And at that time, I was kind of enjoying reading myself and, you know, not really taking any pennies or asking you for any donation fees, and being quite happy to bring you the show. And then it gets kind of a struggle to find the money each month to keep the shows going. And in the past couple of years, we've had to ask for help. It hasn't been as forthcoming as we'd like it to be sometimes, but we've managed to stay on air. You know, when Spirit works with me, they'll bring me occasional things now, because they realise that, you know, okay, he's got to press all the buttons and knobs, he's got to keep the music going, he's got to keep his eyes on this, that and the other. And that's not easy. So they give me separate little things to do, but I actually enjoy listening to other people reading, you know. And if they give me an occasional thing to do or say, then I will deliver that message. And somebody might be able to go away with that message that I have no idea where it's come from, apart from the fact that it's come from your loved ones, not mine. And, you know, if you can take that message, then all well and good, because I haven't got a clue whether it's right, wrong or indifferent. And it must be the same for Kelly or any other psychic or medium, you know. They can only deliver to you what comes, and they haven't got a clue whether they're delivering the right thing or not. There is a test whether you are connecting to a loved one, or what in some fields is known as a clean spirit, because there can be on occasions demonic. Depending on what you do. We do, before the start of the show, believe it or believe it not, we are clearing our minds as to what kind of spirits we want coming through. And we've never really had a bad spirit come through on any show yet. They do try to interfere some shows sometimes, and they do try to interfere with technology. And we've had that happen in the past, but touch wood, it hasn't happened for a long time. Well, we're pretty well protected in that sense. I think what we're going to do, ladies and gents, I'm looking at 34 minutes on the clock, and I've been speaking for quite a long while now. We've played music, we've done various things, we've told you who's coming up in the rest of the week. And in that space of time, nobody has actually called in. So we're going to wind it up, we're going to let Kelly go for this particular show. And we will fix some more dates with Kelly over the coming months. Kelly can't do the first Sunday of each month, as you may well know. But we look forward to meeting Kelly 3 out of 4 Sundays in any one month, wherever possible. So, you know, we will try and fix up some more shows for you there as the month goes on and into February. And we hope that the situation in the US settles, and we hope that's not a reason why you haven't called in this evening, because of that you are keeping your eyes peeled to the media. You know, we really need you to be connecting to your loved ones in spirit now. That can actually help you to get through this and many other things. Yeah. So we really need you here. So I'm going to say a big thank you to Kelly. I'm giving Kelly back on the mic briefly to say good night to you. And we'll leave it until next week there, Kelly, yeah?
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Kelly. So we're going to wrap it up there, Kelly, because nobody's actually called during the whole of the last 15 minutes. And, you know, it's not fair on you. It's not really fair on me. You know, just sitting here waiting for the paint to dry, so to speak. And, yeah, so we'll wrap it up.
Well, we'll see you again.
And we'll catch you next week or maybe the week after, depending on how your availability there. And let's see. Right. So let's see what we've got. I think what we haven't played our outro music in a long time. And I don't even think we've got it left in the studio anymore. So what we'll do, we'll end up with this one.
If it was an open shut case.